Hi, I'm Allison, and this month I'm rereading Lady Claire Is All That.
And I'm Kales, and I'm reading it for the first time.
Welcome to Novel Predictions, everybody.
Hi, welcome back. We're happy to have you. This is a podcast where two best friends challenge each other to actually predict the endings of books when we say we think we know it all. But we don't know it all, but Lady Claire is it all. Ooh, that was bad.
What a great segue, a great pun.
It's a really terrible one. No, it's fine. But yeah, if this is your first time joining us, welcome. We're so excited to have you. This is our predictions episode where we will be predicting what happens in, I can't remember the author's name, Maya Randolph?
Yep.
Okay. I keep wanting to say Maya Rudolph, which is the actress.
Understandable.
Yeah, Maya Randolph's Lady Claire's All That, which is a romance in the Keeping Up With the Something Something series.
Cavendash's
series. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a play on Keeping Up With the Kardashians.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know that, you're living under a rock. And it's a historical romance, right? Regency?
It is a Regent. Well, yeah. I'm really bad at the actual.
I don't know. It's historical romance.
It's got floofy skirts and
dukes and counts
and hand touches.
It's Bridgerton-ness era. Yeah. So. Yeah. But it's based on She's All That, the 90s early aughts movie.
Which is also is that based on Shakespeare?
It's not based on Shakespeare. It's actually based on Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, which
I knew
is
you would fucking know this.
I have the play down there, which is what My Fair Lady's based on, the musical.
I've never seen My Fair Lady.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
It's okay. It's a good one.
It's old.
Yes, but it's good. It's got Audrey Hepburn in a Cockney accent. I almost just did Oklahoma, which is not correct. What does she sing? She sings The Rain in Spain is when she finally gets the accent to go away, but I forget what it is. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm failing as a theater kid.
I knew it was something.
Yeah, Bernard Shaw, who did Pygmalion.
Okay.
And then My Fair Lady is like the musical adaptation of Pygmalion. And then She's All That is the like 90s movie, teen movie of it. Yep. And then now here we have this romance novel.
Lady Claire Is All That.
Yep.
You're welcome. I knew I could rely on you.
I just also love that the last several that you've given me is like, here's your Shakespeare, here's your classic literature degree, theater degree put to work. Have fun.
I'm curious if this is going to be another one you can predict based on that, though.
Right now, it's on fucking track. Right. Like, more so than Two Wrongs Make a Right was. Like, Two Wrongs Make a Right had, like, little tweaks here and there that it wasn't spot. This right now is spot fucking on.
Right.
It's like gross.
I mean, it's spot on with the movie, so
it's more spot on with the movie. Pygmalion is more that she's like, and My Fair Lady is like, she's a lowlife. It's like speaks in a Cockney accent, and
right, she's lowborn.
Yes, and he brings her into high society and makes a bet, and then falls in love with her, but doesn't. It's not a romance. They don't end up together. It's this weird servitude where she chooses to stay with him. It's the worst part of the whole musical is the fact that she like stays with him and doesn't leave him. But anyhow.
Is Pygmalion? It's not a musical.
No, Pygmalion's a play.
Right, okay. And then My Fair Lady is.
And then My Fair Lady is a musical. Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Initial thoughts?
I hate it.
Oh, no!
I can't stand this book right now. Like, it was painful for me to get through. Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody about it. Oh, I was talking to my PT. My poor PT was like, what are you reading right now? Whatever. Because I now all of a sudden have become, at my PT's office, I am the book recommender. I've done it now to like three or four PTs. They like, because it's an open room, they hear me talking and they like come and ask. And I'm like, okay, cool. How can I help you? Which is great. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Except that when my PT's like, I read like Fourth Wing and Where the Crawdads Sing. And I was like, okay. But I gave her Remarkably Bright Creatures and I think she'll like one. Yeah. And this other one was like, I want funny mystery with a little bit of romance. I was like, Dial A for aunties. Done. Anywho, beside the point. But I was talking about this one and I was talking about like that I had to read it, but I didn't want to drop the podcast because I was like,
every once in a while you're like, I'm not going to tell you this.
Well, I also had just told her I had a podcast with my brother.
Oh.
Sing Better Sing. And so I didn't want to be like, I'm a podcast whore. And she was like, well, if you don't like it, just stop reading it. I was like, I can't exactly do that for this particular thing. But no, it was a slog. It was hard. I cannot stand either of these characters. Like, I can't find an endearing, redeeming quality in either of them. And it's pissing me the fuck off.
I'm so excited right now because this is our first season two hate read.
Yes, it's bad. I'm struggling. And I gotta be honest too, that like She's All That is, I've just said it, Pygmalion, My Fair Lady, She's All That, they're not my favorites.
Yeah.
Like, if you asked me to pick, like, an early 90s rom-com or the aughts, She's All That is not on this list. Like, yeah. it makes me want to vomit how many, like, between that and A Walk to Remember are maybe some of the worst in my book. But, like, it's, and that's not a rom-com, but y'all know what I mean. I don't like it. Mm-mm. No.
You don't like either of them?
No, I cannot stand either of them. Because he, I don't even remember their names.
His name is Fox.
Okay, fine. Fox, Freddie Prinze Jr. character. Fox, right? Which every time, I'm not going to lie to you, every time because I was listening to the audiobook.
Yeah.
Every time they said it, I just, in my head, kept thinking of You've Got Mail. Because his name is Fox, Tom Hanks' character in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's Fox, and he does Fox Books, which is the Barnes & Noble equivalent that puts our indie out of commission. And so in it, his nephew is learning how to spell or whatever, and he's like, F-O-X, Fox. And it's like, he's like, oh, look, you can spell Fox, which isn't an animal or whatever. So every time it was mentioned, I just was like, F-O-X in my brain. No, I don't like him. He's a pretentious prick.
Absolutely.
But the first glimpse of like, oh, I guess you have a soul and you're not just like a pretentious prick who's making bets on women, which is really what I hate about the whole concept of any of it. I'm like, I don't ever want to date a person who makes bets on the way that they can manipulate women.
Sure.
That bothers me. And I just am like, okay. So he's got a long way to go for me in redeeming eyes, like long ass way to go. And his relationship with his sister bothers me.
Wait, why? I feel like that's the best part about him.
It feels incesty.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm getting incesty vibes. Like, if they were step siblings, they'd fuck. Like, that, it feels like a Dexter and Deborah situation. I don't know why. Maybe, and it might be because she's really the only woman he sees as, like, a human.
Yeah.
And it could be that.
Yeah, sure.
That, like, just because he treats her like a real person, that I get like, oh, he likes her, because every other woman is like a fucking object and a dumbass to him. I hope maybe she helps him. I think maybe that's a thing. But I also don't like her that much in her obsession with getting like this one guy.
Yeah.
But I get that that's the time, and I get that that's a part of the women's goals in that moment.
What about Claire?
Okay. Here's my thing. I get what she's trying to do with Claire, of making her different, making her other than the other women, her brilliant mathematics. Though if she talks about it one more time, I'm gonna slap her in the fucking face.
This is gonna be a long book for
I
you.
Know it's a lot. And I mean, this is coming from the autistic girl who can talk about her special interest forever, but I'm like, dear God. It is okay. I will say, the one moment where I liked her was when she got to talk to the one dude about it, when she finally met him, and I was like, oh, okay, y'all are cute, like, that she's cute. Like, I get it. But the problem that I had with her that I couldn't get over was how much she put down other women.
Interesting.
Throughout the whole time, it kept popping up of just, like, how much she talked, how superior she was, and how, like,
because she was smarter. Above all of the womanly
yes.
things.
And that bothers me. Again, I need to say, in this genre, I understand what it's doing. I understand what that trope is. I think, and this may be the Barbie movie influence, but like, I really struggle with her like yucking somebody else's yum. And like, she doesn't know those women at the time. And like, if a woman likes embroidery at that time, like, that's fucking dope. Good for her. Like, it's not hurting anybody that that's what she enjoys, or she might enjoy the piano or whatever. Like, I understand the trope of creating a historical romance where, you know, I've read so many where they're like, she's a journalist that like produces a hidden, you know, paper art, underground newspaper. I've read, you know, we've read ones where they're like a bomb maker, right? The bombshell we just read, or not bombshell.
I don't know that this book falls into that hyper feminist category of romance, historical romance novels that we've read before.
Right. And I think that's bothersome to me at the moment. Yeah. And I think it's just, it's rubbing me the wrong way, and it's making it difficult for me to appreciate her, because even in She's All That, right, she puts down, she's like, I'm an artiste, and I'm so much smarter than all these girls, and I don't care about my appearance. And I'm like, there's actually nothing wrong with that. And I've had to learn that, right? Like, this is like, if you had asked, like, you know, 16-year-old Kales, I would have been that bitch that was like putting down all those other girls for being different, being smarter, girly things, that putting down.
Right. Othering yourself so that others can't do it.
Exactly.
And it's a defense mechanism.
Absolutely. And I see that. And
And you still don't like it.
I still don't like it. That's fair. It's bothersome to me right now. What I want for her to do is get a female friend.
Yeah.
I need her to get like a girly ass female friend that's going to push her to actually not be so judgy, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. That like it opens up her eyes a little bit. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. Just knowing the trajectory of this story, I would love that for Claire.
I am not as upset by the story as you.
That's fine.
I definitely like didn't remember how dumb they make Fox.
Oh my God, he's an idiot.
Like they really do. And it's not...
And it's not like a dumb IQ level. Like I'm not dissing that. He claims he doesn't have one, but it's, oh God, he's just an asshole. Like he's just, yeah. You just want to hit him and be like, no, they're humans too.
Well, and
you arrogant fuck.
I keep wanting it to be like, oh, he's like a himbo. Like
what's a himbo?
So a himbo would be like, so a bimbo, but a man.
Oh,
so okay. Like dumb, but sweet. Yes. Right. Like that's the trope.
But I don't get that.
I don't get it either. But that's what I want from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember how. I legit can't remember how this book ends. So
okay.
I can't spoil predictions for you because I don't remember.
That's fine.
But I kind of want it to be like he is like, I'm still dumb, but I love my very smart wife. Like
yeah.
And that would endear me to him more. Mm-hmm. But I'm not endeared to him right now.
No.
Mm-mm. I don't have the same issues with Claire because I feel like I see her defense mechanism, like I'm gonna insult you before you insult me kind of thing.
Yeah, I get that.
And also, I don't know, she's got this like very protective older sister thing going and I don't have a problem with her. I wish they leaned a little bit more into the fact that she is kind of like, she's not disinterested in relationships.
No.
I feel like sometimes you get like the blue stocking character is like,
yes,
completely disinterested, and then this person comes in and is like, what, you exist? Like, and it just kind of sucks. But like, she would date, I forget his name, Ashcroft.
Mm-hmm.
She would marry that man.
She'd jump his fucking bones if he wasn't married.
So I kind of hope, I wish they had leaned into that a little bit more of her, like, because she's just like, I'm disinterested in marriage, but she's not disinterested
men.
In yeah
or in men or being loved or the relationships. But that felt like a footnote.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it's falling a little flat for me. I'm not hating it, but I think it's falling flatter than I expected it to.
It was the first book in season two that I have had to slog through the first five chapters that you gave me. Yeah. I was struggling hard. And it was just largely due to the fact that I couldn't find a redeemable, enjoyable thing about either one of them at the moment. I have small hopes, but again, she doesn't have as much of a long way to go as he does for me. He's got a huge ass redemption arc that is needed in here for my liking.
Yeah.
To be my hero. But
right. Yeah. He's not giving hero vibes yet.
No.
And at the point we're at, he's going to take her to this math lecture, which will be funny.
Like, yes.
I will say from a plot perspective
that I do like the idea that she can't get into these places because she's a woman.
Right.
And she needs a man to do it. And so he's going to be the dude that does it. And that forced proximity, I was like, all right, I can. That's kind of funny, you know?
Right. Well, and I feel like he's kind of losing the plot a little bit. And of course he will because he has to fall in love with her. But like on the bet part, like he's like,
what's up with the... Okay, I do want to talk about the bet at some point, but please keep going. Yeah.
The friend.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Why did we even get his perspective?
I don't know, but he's like evil. He's obviously he's like the bad guy.
Which is not a thing.
Well, maybe that's the change, right? Maybe that's the like, maybe that's where we're starting to deviate from the original source material.
I mean, it's a thing in terms of like people don't want them to infiltrate society or whatever the hell. But this weird like...
This rivalry feeling.
This like weird Iago feeling of like just spurred by jealousy is like really... It's not a good look, dude. And also, why are we betting on a dog?
I know. I can't believe that.
What?
Like that whole scene...
He treats the dog better than he treats women, which I was not happy about.
That, I mean, that's on purpose.
I know, but I don't have to like it.
That's true. You don't. That's true. That's a good point.
It was just hard for me to make me see, like, I guess it felt unnecessary to me, right? Because I already got the sense that this motherfucker, his pride is so big. His ego is
huge.
He
was going to try his best no matter what was in the line.
Right. Maya, why did we have to raise it up to the dog? That wasn't necessary to me.
Yeah.
If anything, I would have used the dog as, like, the thing he, like, he would have said no to, right? Because it would have showed more humanity in him, which is what we need from him. We don't need more reasons to think that he's a dick with a big ass ego. We got that already.
But I'm wondering if, and again, this is like me making a prediction because I don't remember.
I kind of love those episodes though, when we don't remember and we're both like trying to figure out.
I wonder if it's going to be that he loses the bet, right?
And loses the dog?
And loses the dog.
And then they're like going to go on a heist to get the dog back?
But that would show, or he chooses to lose the bet, gives up the one thing he loves for the fact that this person is a human and should not be treated this way.
No, he's going to do it because he loves her.
That would redeem him, though, if it was like...
What I want him to do is I want him to shut the bet down early.
Yeah.
I'd want him to give up the dog early and there's still like a third of the book left.
Well, okay, let's get into it.
But are we doing what I want or what we think is going to happen? I don't think that's going to happen.
I think you should do both. I think we should go for it. Right, so what do you think is going to be the turning point for this relationship becoming more than like a weird, I need you to take me to lectures for her?
He's going to listen to her. He's going to give her attention. His intentions are going to be wrong at first, but she's going to be enamored by the fact that he pays attention to her, I think.
Genuinely?
Yes.
Like, he will actually pay attention to her?
Yeah, and I think it's going to surprise him how he finds her interesting and intriguing. And
I think that's already happening.
You think so?
I think that he's stood there for that whole goddamn math conversation. He
did it because the guy was watching him.
He says that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well then... The turning point then could also...
You can still go with that. I'm sorry, I don't mean to influence you.
No, it's okay. If I missed a thing in the beginning, I just was so blinded by my hatred of this fucker that like I didn't pay attention, then that's fine.
I don't think you missed anything. I think I just read between the lines there and maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. It's hard because I feel like I don't have a lot, because what I want to say is that she sparks something in him to make him realize he's not as dumb as he thinks he is, right?
Mm, okay.
In the sense of, because that's his flaw is a self-confidence. Somebody, his father told him that. Somebody told him that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And in some way...
He's internalized that.
Right. Somewhere. And in some way, we find out that he actually like uses math and physics to figure out how to punch people harder, right? Like, and she sees that though, but he never had the language or the words to say that because he was so... behind his own defense mechanisms of it, right?
Okay, that would be pretty awesome.
Right, but he doesn't need to be as smart as her. I'm not saying like...
Yeah, no.
But something that restores that bit of confidence in him that he's like, oh, I'm not just this rake.
Yeah.
And I don't just need this adrenaline rush. I can only form human connections with dogs. Like, no. That's what I would like to happen. For her, I think it would be that because she does that for him just kind of innately, then he genuinely starts to be like, she's brilliant and she needs to be celebrated, and like starts finding ways to get her established in this world that she wants to be established in and wants to be recognized, not just by him, but on some grander level.
Mm-hmm.
That she could not have achieved because of the society they're in, because she's a woman.
And she's American, and she's an outcast in every possible way.
Exactly. Which is really what the lowbrow part of the story
is. Yeah, it's the Americanism.
Yes.
Americanism? What does that mean?
Sure, I don't know.
It's the American-ness of her that is the lowbrow part.
Unfortunately, though, what I think is going to happen is I think he's going to come clean to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Not say that, oh, I have money on this, but say, here... You are being rejected. You're being laughed at. Like, I think in the like a next chapter or two, it's going to be like she's put down because she's American and because she's a woman and an outcast, and she doesn't get the chance she's hoping for. And he says, hey, I can help you, but you have to follow rules A, B, and C. We got to go through lessons of here's how to be a lady. I'm going to bring in my sister and she's going to like change up your clothes. Princess Diaries, this shit. Like,
Montage
it, right? So he's going to be honest with her to a certain degree and be like, I will get you a husband. I will get you into this math league. I will get you whatever this is, but you have to follow these rules and I will teach you how to do that, right?
Yeah.
And she'll be like, why are you doing this, right? But then they're going to fall in love for that process, right? Mm-hmm. And see the genuineness of each other.
The Anastasia effect.
Yes. But then evil dude is going to come in.
And tell her.
And blow it up. right? At her final presentation, right? It's the prom, it's the ball, it's the horse race.
He's going to dance with her and whisper it in her ear, and she's going to be devastated on the ballroom floor.
Basically, and run away, and it's going to be that type of situation. You never really liked me. You actually never really cared. This was all a bet to you to not lose your fucking dog, who I also fell in love with and we went on a romantic stroll with.
Of course.
Right. That
the dog's going to love her.
Yes. Right. She's going to find out and be devastated. Right. But then he's going to be like, no, I really fell in love with you. And then he will give up the dog and be like, look how much I love you.
Okay.
And then she will find a loophole that he gets the dog back in some agreement, She uses her brains to help him get the dog back because the dog is that he really loves me. So
the showing of true feelings will be giving up the dog.
Yes.
Okay. The third act breakup will be she finds out the bet about the bet and is.
But specifically, it's not a rumor. I think the dude
it's
is
from
gonna,
the guy.
It's from the guy. To hurt him.
Fox, because mm-hmm. he sees that he's in love with her.
Yes.
And his goal in this already, clearly, was just to hurt Fox.
Yes. And so he's going to see, oh no, this went too far. He loves her.
Yeah.
I'm going to break that up because he needs to
he's
suffer.
The malicious party here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think any role will be played? You already said Francesca, I think it's Francesca. I don't remember.
I don't know. The sister.
The sister will play a role in...
Yeah, the sister's going to be like her... You know how, like, again, in the... It's kind of like the foofy best friend or the gay best friend is
it's the... It's the Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, it's going to be the...
Coach.
No. Yes, and... Yes, and... I think she's going to, we're going with Miss Geniality, it's going to be the Michael Caine role.
Yeah.
But in reality, he's also going to, the
Fox
is going to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Be a dance partner, Dimitri type of situation. It is if we go the Anastasia route, right? Like he's Dimitri
he's
and reluctant.
Dimitri, right.
That's who Fox is. But the Francesca is going to be the Kelsey Grammer's character, whose name I can't remember in this moment.
In what? Anastasia?
Anastasia, the fat guy.
Like the Baron or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Whose name I can't remember.
That's going to bother me.
It's like, I know he's played by Kelsey Grammer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's the voice. Frasier is the voice of him in the movie. Vladimir.
Oh, yeah. Vlad. That makes sense.
Duh.
We should have guessed that.
I was like, Sven. I was like, no, it's the fucking reindeer.
The reindeer.
Anyway. So she's going to be like the Vlad character and like
okay.
dress her up, help her out. The Pablo. Here's what you should wear. Here's how you need to curtsy. Here's what you do this.
Your Majesty.
Yes.
What about Claire's siblings?
Oh my God, I forgot they existed.
They're very important. They're the other books in the series.
Yeah, so, and they do the weird, like, we're all going to stay up late and talk to each other and shit.
So there's the brother who was...
Rewarded a dukedom.
Yeah, rewarded a dukedom. And Claire's the oldest of all of them. So she has two younger sisters.
Is this the first book in the series?
That's a really good question. I can't remember.
I would have thought it was the second one. I would have thought the mathematician and his wife were the first one. I don't know why I thought that, but somewhere in my brain, that's what it said. The role her family plays is she does the agreement for them. When she embarrasses herself at the mathematician thing or whatever, somebody, because she's already done that, right? The one sister is like...
To protect her sisters.
Yep. So she does it. I'm going to learn this so I can teach them, so I can become...
Hopefully they take his horse.
Hopefully they murder him.
This is really taking a dark turn. This book is actually a murder mystery.
No, I'm reading a lot of those right now.
I don't think he dies. If I have to like really,
I think she embarrasses him. I think she embarrasses him.
Mm.
Part of the reveal of like her, like getting the dog back or using her wits at the end there, and like it's somehow he falls on his face and she reveals something that maybe like something he cheated at a game or. Some money he owes, and she's like, this actually doesn't add up, and let me embarrass you in front of everyone, you motherfucker. And then he's
do you think
ruined.
They get the horse?
Yeah.
You feel like this is going to be a pretty cut and dry one.
I have no surprises coming out of this one. When was it written? Like, what, 2008?
No, it's later than that.
2018?
Let's see, 2016.
Yeah, I still don't think it's going to be that much of a plot twist.
I didn't, you know, when I was starting to read,
you were four. I'm kidding.
This book for this podcast, ma'am.
Sorry.
When I was starting to read this book for this podcast,
yes,
I was like, when was this written?
Because
I
It feels old.
It does. And it feels thinking old. About conversations we've had before about romance novel where we're like, the event horizon for romance novels is like 2015. And I feel like that's moved up.
Oh, it's a solid like 2018 for me now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think I read this one before that move up.
Yeah. Kelsey was the one who suggested that to me. And you, we went to the book sale and we were talking about getting books that weren't that far back. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that's what this is going to fall into for me is I liked it when I read it the first time. It's too old now and I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Which is okay. We need a disappointing one.
We haven't had one in season 2 yet. We haven't had one yet. We haven't had any. This won't be soul crushing like some of the other ones we had, but.
Let me say this. I will be shocked if this book is over 2 stars for me.
All right.
That's my prediction on that front. And I know it's not a fair prediction because I technically have control over it, but you know me that I'm
You'd
at least.
Be honest. Yeah.
I'm always honest with my ratings, but I would be shocked if this is over 2 stars.
I bet this one hits 3 for me.
Yeah. So. Well, this is depressing.
It was a 4-star for me originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're more educated now, though.
I know. And also, I've read much better romance.
Romance has gotten better.
Yeah.
So, as a genre.
And who freaking knows? Maybe Maya Randall's books are better now, too.
It's not a diss on her.
Absolutely not.
Not in the slightest. No. It's a really clever concept. It's funny. It's great. It's got great titles. It's very cute. Like, it is definitely engaging. And it fits those tropes.
Absolutely.
Everything that
it's
we're saying about it is hitting all the tropes.
We just don't like the tropes.
I just don't like the tropes.
And I'm, yeah. Yeah. So I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
When we you have to finish it.
I will.
Just listen to it while you work.
I've been doing that while I cross stitch or color or whatever, like doing my other things. And then I will get it done.
You'll get it done.
Well, because it's also really fucking hard to find print wise.
Is it? It's probably out of print.
It's not at any Barnes & Noble. I can't get it on Ingram at Books Are Awesome. You have to like special order roundabout way.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's out of print.
Yeah.
Well, it has an audiobook, so you can listen to it 2x speed.
And I did. But yeah, thank you for joining us for Novel Predictions. You can follow us on Fable.
Fable?
Yep. Which is our like book club reading alternative to Goodreads. So you can mark the progress on there and see how far we read. We read chapters 1 through 5 up to chapter 6.
Yes.
But join us for the review episode and see if we're right that this book is not as good as we were hoping it was.
Yeah. Or if this book is the most predictable.
Or it's a surprise.
I hope it surprises us.
Two wrongs make a right, I thought was in the bag. And I was wrong.
I knew that one was going to get you, though. I don't know this one's going to get you.
Yeah. We'll definitely see. So, anyway, I'm Kales.
And I'm Allison.
Keep making novel predictions. Bye.